And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. We are underwritten by National Grid and sponsored in part by Lifetime Medical. So without them, we would not be able to be talking to these incredible people from the Rhode Island International Film Festival. Lots and lots of good art happening here this week in Rhode Island. And what a great conversation about a phenomenal movie talking about that subject nobody usually wants to talk about death, you know, and that's going to be playing again on Friday. What a great conversation with Richard Tilkin and Cindy. So we're moving on from that, though, and we're going to actually, I'm going to send everybody to the Waterfire website so that you know where to go in order to, one, get tickets for that show, find out more about it, watch the trailer. It's really just cool stuff. But now we're moving on because, again, the talent's bubbling over, and I am so excited. I got a call about a few days ago from a dear old friend who I met from, because he was at the film festival a few years ago, and he was an actor and a producer in this really unbelievable film called Happy New Year. And the acting job just blew my mind, and I believe he won an award for it. His name's Michael Cuomo, and he's back in Rhode Island, and he's going to be speaking on a panel on how to take a short film and actually get through the process of making it into a longer, I guess, feature-length film or a longer film. And he has brought with him somebody else who has done an amazing film for the film festival, and that is our friend Paolo Monaco, who has got a movie called The Mother Showing. So, gentlemen, welcome so much, and I'm so glad to have you here. Hello, Paolo.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. Great to see you again.
Michael, there you are with that big smile. I love it. So, all right, I'm going to start with, I know that, now, are you both on this panel together?
We are. Yes. Yeah. It's part of something that the festival does called Script Biz, mm-hmm. which is an all-day event on Friday. It's happening at the Rhode Island Foundation down at 1 Union Street. And it starts at 8 in the morning. It goes until 5. And it's a series of panels about selling your script to Hollywood, you know, how to write a screenplay. Our particular panel that Paolo and I will be doing is from 12:30 to 1:30, mm-hmm. and it is specifically how to produce a feature starting with your short, which is what we did with Happy New Year in 2009 and then came back in 2011 when I was here with Laurel Manning.
And it came out absolutely wonderfully. And that is, it's a process. So, you know, thank you to the Rhode Island Foundation. They support us at Waterfire as well. But, you know, sometimes getting from A to B, especially as a filmmaker, if you've got these great ideas, there's so many steps in the process that people don't understand that you've actually have to go through them. Paolo, what is your background? Always a filmmaker, started with shorts, or can you give me a little information on yourself?
Yeah, I've been directing for 15 years now, mostly commercials, mm-hmm. music videos, started there. But has always been my dream, you know, filmmaking with a, you know, capital F. It's not commercials and music videos. So I wanted to do a short, to make a short, and I had this story in my life that, you know, eventually became a movie. So this is how The Mother was born, from a very personal story.
And so very quickly, what is The Mother about?
Well, The Mother is it's about what happened to my father. He passed away from mesothelioma, which is a rare form of cancer caused by asbestos. But he never worked with asbestos, which is the weird part of the story. And he was an accountant in a big corporation. Beautiful office, sleek, glass and steel, mm-hmm. but we'd never been able to prove any connection. And we know that there was asbestos in the building, but that's not enough, apparently, to, you know, to close the circle.
So this started, obviously, based out of experience. You write this, did you start with a short story, and then it evolved into something, and did you start with a short film? And then
it actually started as, you know, my goal was to make a feature out of that, mm-hmm. but I realized very quickly that it's not, you know, it's not that easy, and you need
lot of money.
You know, you need a lot of money. You need to involve a lot of people.
You need to make a lot of commercials.
You make a lot. Exactly. Sometimes that's not enough. So, short film is a great way to show everybody out there, you know, like financiers, mm-hmm. talents, and producers, everybody, that you can actually make a story. and you can tell a story, you know, from the visual, from the aesthetics, from the acting, everything is already there, except the length.
Well, and it sounds like you've moved through that process. And when is your film being played?
The film is at the RAF Theater, University of Rhode Island, Feinstein Providence Campus.
Yeah, and, that's right downtown.
On the Friday, August the 7th at 5:15.
All right, so that's happening. So you're speaking during the day? And then
yeah, 5:15? We'll speak from 12:30 to 1:30, and then, you know, go have a beer, and then and it's part of a shorts block.
Awesome.
At 5:15.
I think what I'll do is I know that I've got the press kit for your movie, and anybody listening, if you miss part of this series that we do, Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island, you can always go to www.waterfire.org/radio, and there's a blog there, and it replays all of the interviews that we've done. Plus, we'll add in something about what you're doing. Very quickly, what are you up to, Mister? And I
was laughing about the commercials because I just recently shot a series of car commercials in Barcelona for a European car company, Seat. And
were you talking to yourself like Matthew McConaughey in the Lincoln commercials?
No, I was using the GPS of the car to apologize to all of my ex-girlfriends that I screwed over.
That's brilliant. Well, listen, guys,
it's good fun.
I am so glad that you've come on, and I wish that we had more time to talk to you. But you know, so happy that
thanks
you're here, and you know, maybe
thanks
we'll all make
us.
It out to dinner while you're here in Providence and Rhode Island.
There's a culinary explosion in Providence.
All right, everybody, we'll be right back because when we come back, we're gonna be talking to Spaga Hash.